You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Thursday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is August 15th, and we've got another great show for you today. It's actually our 50th episode already. Can't believe we're already at 50. But anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today, so let's jump right into it. We will start off with some NFL news as the Patriots traded their star edge rusher Matthew Judon to the Falcons last night for a third-round pick. Now, he missed most of last season with a torn pec, and he actually turns 32 today, but it sounds like the Falcons have already begun working on a long-term deal for the four-time Pro Bowler. I still don't think the Falcons are an elite, elite team, but they've got some dudes on both sides of the ball, and Judon makes them even more formidable now, so they'll add him to a defense that already has A.J. Terrell, Jesse Bates, Grady Jarrett. They've also got Zach Harrison, who's coming off a decent rookie season, who I think might make that sophomore leap. So the defense should be pretty good. The offense should be pretty interesting under Kirk Cousins as well. I really like Bijan. They've still got Kyle Pitts, Drake London, some other guys. So we'll see if they can make some waves in the NFC South. It should be, you know, it's probably the worst division in all of football. So they've got a real chance to win the division. But speaking of Kirk Cousins, his former team had even more bad news yesterday as the Vikings announced that their rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will miss the season and undergo surgery for a torn meniscus. Then they also had Jordan Addison carted off yesterday after he hurt his ankle in their joint practice with the Browns. It sounds like he's probably going to be okay, but it just adds to the laundry list of injuries that they're dealing with. Mekhi Blackman tore his ACL on the first day of training camp. Shaq Griffin hasn't practiced after he suffered a hamstring injury earlier in camp. And then TJ Hockenson is still recovering from his torn ACL and MCL last season. And then their rookie corner, Kyrie Jackson, is the one that was killed in that car accident back in July. So just a brutal offseason for the Vikings up to this point. But even with all the injuries, I still think they have somewhat of a chance to compete in the NFC North. It's going to be a super tough division, but you know, Darnold has a lot of experience up to this point. I think Aaron Jones is still one of the more underrated backs in the league. And once they get Hockenson and Addison healthy and ready to go alongside Justin Jefferson, they should be able to put up some points. The defense still has some question marks, and like I mentioned, the division's going to be really solid with three other good teams, but I still think they'll remain somewhat competitive, especially when you have a game-breaking receiver like Jay Jettas, who can break one at literally any time. But there's another NFC team with a star receiver who's looking to get paid like Jefferson, and that is CeeDee Lamb. He's still holding out away from the Cowboys as he awaits a new deal. And he even tweeted LOL the other day after Jerry Jones said there's no urgency for them to get a deal done. But Jerry kind of walked the comments back yesterday, and he even mentioned how CeeDee's been missed at the Cowboys facility. So that leads me to believe that they might end up a little bit closer to a deal than I originally expected. I thought this holdout might leak into the regular season, and I wasn't really too confident that they would get a deal done, you know, whether CeeDee came back or not to actually play in the regular season games. But now I would lean a little bit more towards them coming to an agreement before the season starts. So we'll see how that plays out in the coming weeks. But in some other NFL news, the Ravens tight end Mark Andrews was in what sounded like a pretty serious car crash yesterday, but it looks like he left the scene without any injuries, like even a scratch at all. So I'm happy for him that he made it out of there all right in what sounded like a really scary situation. But that'll just about cover it for the NFL news. And, you know, not a ton going on at this point of the year. We do have the first game of week two of the preseason tonight between the Eagles and Patriots, but I'm not expecting a ton of action out of that one, with mainly the backups getting a lot of the snaps there, and then the Patriots just being one of the worst teams in the league right now. So over in the MLB, the Yankees crushed the White Sox 10-2, and in the process, Aaron Judge hit his 300th career home run, becoming the fastest player to ever reach that milestone. He did it 132 games quicker than Ralph Kiner and 400 at-bats quicker than Babe Ruth, who were second in both of those categories. But I will say, even though he was the fastest by those standards, you know, he's already 32 years old. He had a little bit of a late start since he didn't come into the majors until he was 24. So he's put up monstrous numbers in the past eight seasons, but I don't think there's a chance he touches, you know, the all-time record. And even getting to 600 might be a little bit of a stretch. He hasn't necessarily been the healthiest guy, and at his size, I'm not sure how well he's going to hold up as he ages. If you look at some of the previous guys with, you know, huge home run totals, Barry Bonds hit the most home runs ever after the age of 32 with 388. And even if Judge did that, he would still need another 12 just to get to 700. And I think even 300 more is generous after this point. So I'll be a little bit surprised if he gets to 600, but at least that's a little bit more plausible, especially with, you know, modern medicine and players playing longer than ever. So nonetheless, still an awesome achievement for Judge. So congrats to him on 300, you know, even if I hope the Yankees lose literally every remaining game this season. But speaking of the Yankees as a whole, though, they do seem to have steadied a little bit. And they still have the second best record in the American League, just a half game behind the Guardians and a half game ahead of the Orioles in the AL East. All three of those teams won yesterday, and they seem to have kind of separated themselves a bit from the rest of the American League, with the Twins hanging in there in the AL Central. They're still 4.5 back of Cleveland. But another team to look out for that nobody is really talking about is the Astros. You know, they've had a slow start to the season, but they beat the Rays 2-1 in extras yesterday, and they have now won 8 in a row. They lead the AL West, and they seem to be peaking at like the perfect time, especially if they can keep up this momentum over the remaining 40 games and into the playoffs. They only have a 2.5 game division lead over the Mariners, but they seem to be trending up while Seattle is kind of trending in the other direction. So it might be Houston's division to lose there. But in some other notable MLB news, the Rangers beat the Red Sox 9-7 in extras last night, thanks to a Jonah Heim 2-run homer in the 10th. The Phillies beat the Marlins 9-5 for their 70th win of the year, keeping them within a half game of the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. The Dodgers themselves lost 5-4 to the Brewers, and the Braves won their third straight against the Giants and will look to complete the four-game sweep tonight in San Francisco. Tonight we also get some NBA action, or excuse me, some WNBA action back as they come back from their midseason break that they had for the Olympics. We'll have the Mercury taking on the Sky here in Chicago, and then the Mystics and Lynx and the Liberty and Sparks will square off in Minnesota and LA. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Thursday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We're off tomorrow, so we'll talk to you next week, but have a great weekend. We'll see you.